Welcome to the Auto Body Source Podcast, your direct link to products, skills, and training for a rewarding career in automotive collision repair.
Well, welcome back to the Auto Body Source Podcast. We're pleased to have on board today a recent Auto Body Source industry partner, Collision Repair Education Foundation. We have the executive director of the organization, Brandon Eckenrode. Anyone who may or may not be familiar with Collision Repair Education Foundation, or better known as CREF, they are a 501c3 charitable organization specific to the collision repair education and training. And today, Brandon is here to chat with us about the importance of businesses getting involved with local high schools and post-secondary education and collision training programs to help students in fostering the next generation of industry professionals. So Brandon, welcome. Always glad to connect with you, and we're glad to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Nolan. Great to be here.
So one thing I thought we would dive in with is to get an idea of what the role of a business in this industry looks like in terms of education on the education front.
So I think as this industry, like other technical trades, faces, you know, that aging workforce and the need for entry-level staff to kind of be brought into the trades, I think the collision industry businesses have a sense of ownership and needing to get involved with their local schools to make sure that not just the students and the instructor, but also the administration and others at that school are familiar with the industry and the different employers that will be seeking out these students. So that relationship is key to make sure that these programs, whether it's a high school or post-secondary collision school program, we need to make sure that they're well supported. And that support comes in many different forms. But the local schools need to be able to see who's waiting for their students and showcasing the many different career paths so that those students know what those opportunities are within our industry.
Yeah. Is the need for the support that these students need, is this something that's, you know, kind of lost on industry or businesses? Or I know the technician shortage itself is not new. Is that something that businesses need to be reminded of or become more aware of?
I think they do. And, you know, CREF plays a role in helping to connect businesses with local schools because we support, or I should say, any high school or post-secondary collision school program across the country is under our kind of umbrella of support of who we're looking to interact with and support. You know, those businesses better understanding what they can do to help solve this issue that we're all facing. And a lot of that work comes down into the local level. So, you know, CREF has a long history of providing, you know, whether it's monetary support for scholarships and grants or in-kind donations for tools, equipment, supplies that these programs need. There's a number of things that local businesses can do that they might not always be familiar with that, you know, help make sure that these programs thrive and are producing a quality entry-level candidate for the industry to consider for employment purposes.
Awesome. Awesome. I know we have some images of that. We here at the Auto Body Source do our best to encourage our vendor partners and distribution partners to participate. I know that the in-kind donations are definitely helpful. From what I understand, you guys, since 2009, have provided and funded over $400 million in donations to high schools and post-secondary collision programs across the United States. One thing I found interesting was that inventory that a business might not think is usable for a student actually really is. It's things such as damaged product. How does CREF help a business funnel that inventory to a student for practice?
So what we do, as many of these school instructors, and we just heard last week when we were out at SEMA, you know, a lot of these programs work with very limited program budgets. So while the expectation is high on them to produce quality entry-level staff, sometimes because of things outside of their control, whether it's, you know, underfunded program budgets or not having the right tools, equipment, and supplies, Those in-kind donations are vital for local industry members, whether it's consumables, whether it's, you know, at a body shop or a dealership, you know, them saving their scrap fenders, bumpers, hoods. It gives the students, you know, current, up-to-date, whether it's training tools, materials, consumables, things like that. So businesses that might have products and or there's other companies that might have other things that they might want to consider for donation to local schools through CREF, they can reach out to us and we can help find local schools in their markets. And sometimes we have, you know, local companies that are looking to help local schools, but we do have other companies that, you know, can help schools across the country. So we help facilitate that donation, whether it's the company being able to ship those directly to the schools that we help identify who are looking for support, or of us taking that donation in. And as over the year, over the course of the year, when students or schools, instructors reach out to us, you know, we've got that donated product ready to ship out to them, which only helps further and enhance their education, the technical education while they're in school.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know one thing I picked up on even before we went to SEMA this year was that you guys outfit the students themselves to be career ready ahead of time, and companies play a large role in that. You get with the CREF shop shirts, right, and the uniforms, right?
So it's 2024 will actually be 15 years of us allowing companies or working together with our partners at Cintas, but local companies can adopt local schools and help and provide a professional appearance for their students. So, you know, a Nolan's Auto Body in Phoenix, Arizona could help adopt a local school that helps provide, you know, the student tech shirts, work pants. And then you can see that the company that helps make those possible, they get recognized by having their logo as a patch on the front of the shirts. And it goes beyond just providing uniforms, which, Nolan, of the 400 plus million that we've distributed, a lot of instructors have told us that these uniforms of all things have made the biggest impact on their programs, not just with making the students look professional, but they are treated with a new level of respect by administration and others because they look like live working technicians, which is great. But the other piece is that that company that sponsors the uniforms for the local schools, we have the uniforms shipped directly to the school, but we ask the instructor to hold on to the uniforms so that the sponsoring company can come in and be the one distributing them and handing them out to the students. So it's almost a networking opportunity as well, where that company can talk about what are the different career opportunities. And it helps kind of energize those students to understand that there is this industry out there that is looking for them, and they get to meet those industry employers or contacts that are interested in seeing them succeed in their school. And then hopefully, obviously, entering into the collision industry field after they get out of school.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You CREF also hosts regularly career fairs, right, for these students. So those same, that same uniform and some of those supplies they get, the students are really equipped from beginning to end to interface with potential employers, it seems like, and equipped to get started in their position, right?
Absolutely. And what we do is because we're so well connected with the schools and the instructors, because that's who we support, but then also the industry members that make that support possible. Since about 2015, we've been organizing and facilitating collision student career fair events around the country, which bring together local and national employers and then those local students. So those students not just hear about this industry from their instructor or inside their schools, they're actually meeting, networking, and sometimes being hired on the spot from these industry employers that are there either for employment opportunities, or there's companies there that might be in the tool or product space that just want to showcase that they're there for the students, that they're, you know, they're interested in them coming into this field. And sometimes they're doing product demonstrations and things like that. So those events are great just for helping to connect both parties and hope for, you know, further that conversation between both groups so that we can, again, see those students enter into the industry to address the aging workforce issue.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you guys also help companies and businesses have the opportunity to provide PPE also, I remember.
Yes, we've had companies like, just for example, MCR Safety out of Memphis, Tennessee. They typically donate anywhere from 20,000 to 30,000 pairs of safety glasses. You know, we've got other companies that donate, you know, disposable dust masks and work gloves and earplugs and safety glasses and things like that. So it's always a good thing to help install and kind of emphasize the need for being safe within these programs that hopefully that they carry onto their work workplace. But again, we could not do that support or provide that support without our incredible industry partners that we have.
That's great. So if a business wants to take the next step, how do they get started with partnering with you or a school in their area?
Sure. So they can visit collisioneducationfoundation.org, which is our website, and there's contact information listed there. But it also helps to outline some of the different things that we're doing, like we've talked about. But then we also offer up student scholarships and school grants. Just last week out at SEMA, during our benchmark grant breakfast that you were able to attend with your team, and thank you again for attending that, we were able to provide nearly $700,000 in monetary grants to schools. So schools from around the country had the opportunity to apply for those grants, which we are actually able to award to 139 schools. Those were the grants were given out last week, which will impact roughly about 7,000 students. So those grants, again, help with the students and schools and whatever they might have or whatever their needs might be within those particular programs. Some need help with recruiting additional students. Some need updating with their tools and equipment and supplies. So the grants that we offer, which are, again, made possible through our incredible industry partners, help kind of remove some of those financial barriers that the programs are facing and helping these instructors who, again, are a lot of times working with very limited program budgets, but the industry is coming full force to make sure that they've got some of those things taken care of, which, again, in turn helps the students, both current and prospective future students as well.
That's great news. Always great to hear. I think it's good to hear this as much as possible, as often as possible. And we definitely are glad to help spread the word. Definitely glad to chat with you and catch up with you again, as always. We will look forward to catching up with you in the near future. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Nolan. Appreciate it.
Again, as Brandon mentioned, for more information, be sure to visit collisioneducationfoundation.org to get started and find out how you can support your local collision repair training program.
The Auto Body Source podcast is a production of The Auto Body Source, published by International Auto Body Marketing Group. For three decades, The Auto Body Source has connected repair solutions to collision shops across North America. In continuous publication since 1992, we differentiate ourselves with a publication that's a direct resource for auto body products and brands to the warehouse, the jobber, and body shop technicians, servicing over 17,000 jobber customers each year in the U.S. and Canada, as well as Bermuda, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. For more information, visit www.autobodysource.com.